800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. We kick off hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have live streams on our website, broadband version, dial-up version, both totally free. freetalklive.com. Still to come here this hour, we got the wiretap tax, what libertarians are not, and the top 10 questions that teenagers ask about sex. And it's all good stuff. I'm tempted to go with the sex thing.
Well, it always makes for more compelling radio, but let's try to zip through it if we could, because there's some other stuff I want to hear, too.
All right. Well, and of course, you can dial in and bring up whatever you want. Again, 800-259-9231. Now, this was brought to my attention by a listener. Apparently, it's being handed out in Alabama middle schools, or at least one of them.
So this is a pamphlet being handed out in...
To government
schools.
Run school students, the students attending in middle school. And it's the top 10 questions teenagers ask about sex. Now, it was written by, Molly Kelly and Mark Houck. I'll just tell you about them first before we go into this. Molly Kelly's a mother and a grandmother, and she's spoken to over a million teenagers about saving sex for marriage throughout the world.
That's very nice.
Mark Houck is a member of Generation Life. He's spoken to teenagers on the East and West Coast and in Canada. Together, they bring to any audience a unique combination of seasoned life experience with contemporary wisdom.
Does that mean he plays the acoustic guitar contemporary?
Yeah, I don't know.
Contemporary Christian services always have a guy with an acoustic guitar.
Now, it doesn't say anything about being Christian here, necessarily. Yeah. But I bet if we went to his website at generationlife.org, we'd probably find some more stuff, some more incriminating information there. But the first question is, how far is too far? Remember, this is a guide about abstinence. This is the perspective this is going to come from. Essentially, it claims males are stimulated differently than females. A behavior like French kissing will lead a guy to become sexually aroused. But
it doesn't make a woman sexually aroused?
But a girl will simply feel more affection towards him.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
You should avoid anything that could lead you into this arousal zone. Things like drugs, alcohol, French kissing, prolonged kissing, and petting. Knowing how far to go means understanding that men have a higher sex drive and women have a higher love drive.
Not sure what a love drive is.
I don't know either. I've never heard such a claim. And from the women that we've talked to on this show, they have all claimed that women have just as much of, if not more, than a sex drive as men. There's plenty of women with big sex drives, just like there's men with big sex drives. And there's women with lower sex drives and men with lower sex drives. To make these blanket claims about women versus men, I think, is disingenuous.
Well, there is the old statement that I've heard before, that men trade love for sex and women trade sex for love, and I think that there's a certain level of truth to that statement, but I'm not, I beyond that, that's all I'm going to say. A certain level of truth.
Knowing how far to go, it also means knowing that using drugs and alcohol will impact sexual behavior because they deaden the conscience and heighten the passions.
I would say that's true.
Actually, alcohol makes it more difficult to perform sexually.
Well, but it seems to me that, it makes it more difficult for men to perform sexually.
Okay.
Doesn't make it more difficult for women to perform sexually.
Okay, good point.
That's all they have to do. Count ceiling tiles.
Setting boundaries and no trespassing zones are essential to staying pure while dating.
I think that's true.
But they're saying you can't even French kiss.
Well, they're saying that French kissing's a bad idea,
right,
if you want to stay pure.
Right.
And I say you need to figure out some of your boundaries. If your goal is abstinence and not having sex before marriage, fine, lofty goal. Great. Have fun. I don't recommend it. I think that I would never buy a car that I hadn't test driven before, but that's just my opinion. And I don't know that there's necessarily, I don't think that it's necessarily a key to happiness that I should be sexually inexperienced and my partner should be sexually inexperienced. I don't think that that's necessarily a key to happiness.
Number two.
And lastly, some people are physically incompatible. What do I mean by that?
Too big, too small.
Too big and too small, essentially. And how are you going to know this? What would happen if?
Yeah, can you, if you're together with somebody, can you examine them? Can you examine their sexual parts without having sex? Is that breaking the rules? I mean, can you see, maybe stick a carrot up there and measure to see how long you are on the inside and measure his unit. That way you know that you'll be compatible when the time comes. I mean, that's the only way you could get away with it without actually trying it out.
This is what happened to my parents. I mean,
they used the carrot?
They had a 27. They did not use a carrot. They had, I believe, a 27-year marriage. Maybe it was 22 years. Forgive me if I don't remember. I don't know. I don't care. It was a terrible, wasted marriage. They were unhappy most of the time.
And they didn't have sex prior to?
They had sex one time prior to, and essentially, you know, they both stated to me that, well, you know, it was one time. We thought things would get better.
Mm.
And my dad was too big for her. Consequently, it was uncomfortable. She didn't want to do it.
Then what's going to happen? Then he's going to go somewhere else.
Well, you know, that happened.
But you're supposed to stay together. You're supposed to stay together forever.
Yeah. Well, Molly, it's a crappy idea.
Let's go to number two. How do I say no? Everybody has, according to this brochure, three types of language: verbal, body, and what you wear. When it comes to saying no in a dating relationship, your words, body, and your clothes all must be saying it. Now, how interesting. I mean, these people are backing up the idea that this is the concept of she was asking for it. They're backing up the that concept by saying that what you wear suggests that you want to have sex.
I don't think there's any doubt that a certain amount of Christians would say she was asking for it.
Okay.
You know, she's a trashy tramp.
It says
especially if it was a good Christian boy that was caught doing it.
Number three, what if I never marry? Does that mean that you'll never experience a sexual relationship? Life is about choices, and not everyone chooses to get married. Some people choose to remain single. A sexual relationship belongs only in a marriage where a man and woman have made a lifelong commitment to each other and are open to the gift of children.
Yes, this is such a bad idea. Like, this is so bad. Kids, essentially what this is saying is, kids, get married at 18, 19, or 20.
Right.
So that you can have sex, because we know you want to, and therefore have a much larger chance. When you look at marriages that are going on in the 18 to 25 bracket, your numbers go
not so good.
Way up for divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Way up.
These people don't even know who they are yet.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
if you're getting married at 18, you have yet to even figure out who you are. But how can you know what you want out of somebody
else?
The
cool thing about them is when they end in divorce, at the very least, there's very little property in general to split up.
Okay.
And that's the biggest problem. Of course, you have child custody disputes, but at least there's very little property to dispute.
I love the way they put this. I mean, they're essentially saying if you don't get married, you should not ever have sex.
Yes, that's what these people are saying. Absolutely what they're saying.
And they're saying that if you get married, you have to be open to the gift of children.
Yes.
Thanks, I don't want your gift. What would that mean? What would they think of somebody like me? What would these two people that wrote this brochure think of someone like me who got a vasectomy at the age of 23? I'm clearly closed to the so-called gift of children.
It doesn't make any sense, yeah. I mean, well, God can't give you a gift of children at this point.
For the most part.
There you go. If God wants me to have children, they will indeed be a gift, Molly.
Well, yeah, okay, for me, it would truly, you know how people always claim, oh, it's a miracle about babies when they're pumped out, like right now as we're speaking, 15,000 babies just got pumped out around the world. There's nothing miraculous at all about having a baby. However, if I was to impregnate my girlfriend, that truly would be miraculous.
Yeah.
Why? Because I've got a vasectomy. So that would mean that I would have to, you know, Jesus would really have to be active in my scrotum to reconnect my tubes. That would be a miraculous thing, because the odds of them actually reconnecting on their own, really slim. In fact, the longer you go after your vasectomy, the lower the odds are. So, if I had a kid, truly would be a miraculous child. 800-259-9231. There are more questions remaining here. What do you think about this? Should this be something that is handed out to government school students, this guide to teenagers and sex? 1-800-259-9231. I say, no way. This is bad information, and it's dangerous. We'll come back and talk more. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manly.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on totally free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. You can call in about anything, but right now we're talking about this brochure, this little trifold pamphlet that's being handed out. Apparently right now in Alabama, in at least one middle school, Dothan, I think is what it is.
Dothan.
Dothan Middle School in Alabama. It's a government school. And the question is a brochure like this, which so far has said that you should not kiss You should not French kiss someone. It's the top 10 questions teenagers ask about sex, allegedly.
Well,
you shouldn't kiss, and if you're never going to get married, you should never have sex in your entire life. That's what the advice has been that this brochure has given.
I can see some good ideas for this brochure. I first off think that this brochure is entirely Christian based, and I believe that
obviously,
not just obviously. I believe that like in seven or eight, section seven or eight of the points there that they get pretty clear about that. And maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know.
Okay,
but it seems obvious to me that it's Christian based, and therefore should have nothing to do with our public school system. If it does not mention a God or Creator in any way, shape, or form, okay. If we're just talking about abstinence and letting people that are portraying abstinence...
I don't think it mentions a God or a Creator anywhere.
It seemed to me that it did, but I could be wrong.
We'll get to it here.
If it doesn't mention religion, which has no place in government, then I don't have any problem with them giving out a pamphlet on abstinence and giving it out to middle schoolers. Let's remember that what we all really would probably want here, at least... What I would like to see and what many people would like to see is for middle schoolers not to be having sex.
Sure.
So,
however,
if it achieves that as opposed to achieving what it says, which is, well, if you're not going to get married, you should never have sex. If it achieves that, then it's been successful.
Okay, you're saying that you would not object to this being handed out in a government school if it doesn't reference God or religion in any way. However...
Right.
That also means that if you're going to hand this out, you should also hand out information about safe sex.
Absolutely, you should hand out information about safe sex.
Because one of the questions in this brochure is safe sex really safe? We'll get to that one coming up.
I think that they should say have their say that safe sex is not safe because safe sex is not safe. It's certainly safer. I mean, absolutely, condoms can break, and sure, a 14-year-old girl, a 16-year-old girl. Could absolutely have AIDS and give it to you. The likelihood that she has AIDS is really unlikely because she hasn't had sex with very many people.
Right.
Because she's four frickin' teen.
Unless she got it from her mom and dad, you know, by birth.
It could happen.
It could happen.
It certainly could happen. She could have got it from her dentist like that one gal did.
The reason why, if you're going to be distributing this at a government school, you should also distribute safe sex information is because it's ludicrous to think that people, that kids, are going to take this advice and live by it. It's absolutely insane to believe. Some might, but let them make that choice. They're going to make the choice anyway.
In all likelihood, they're going to make it in their church youth group anyway. Do you understand what I'm saying?
What?
They're going to make that decision to live by those kind of rules in their church youth group when the ideas have been presented to them there. But the possibility exists that you could use this kind of information to proselytize for Christianity in general, and then get kids into the fold in that manner. But if it doesn't say Creator, God, Jesus, nothing, as little, I would give them, for more information, you can contact this number, you know, this organization, you know, Jesus's Holy War Against Sex at, 1-800-459-32, whatever it is. I would give them that. I would let them write their name of their organization on there. But that would be it. If they want to, give out information,
okay,
that seems fair to me.
We'll continue here in a moment, but we're going to the phones because your calls are primary. To Jeff in Oregon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
All right. I was just listening to yesterday's show on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
And Manwich brought up something that said that there was something in the Bible that said that they could now eat every food, not only, beef or trout. That kind of meat.
Right. Last night we discovered that there are some Christians that believe that they cannot eat shrimp, they cannot eat lobster, because it says so in the Bible. Manwich says that elsewhere in the Bible it says that it rescinds that. It says you can actually eat those things. However, it's still a bone of contention, apparently, amongst believers.
Yeah, and I grew up in kind of a split family. Part of them were Seventh-day Adventists who are like Old Testament literalists. They're basically Christian Jews, and they follow the entire Jewish tradition except the Christians.
Okay.
And then the other side was Catholics. And the Catholics...
You sound uniquely qualified to answer this question.
Yeah, so they pointed me to something. I think it was in Matthew or Mark in the New Testament.
Uh-huh.
And it was a quote from Jesus that said that it's not what goes into the mouth of a man which makes him dirty, but what comes out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? I remember that now.
Oh, as in what you speak?
Right. You can tell a tree by its fruit. If it bears bad fruit, it's a bad tree. Should be hewn down and thrown to the fire.
So basically, he said that you can eat whatever you want. It doesn't matter. It's what, mm-hmm. what you say and what you do that makes you a dirty person.
Interesting point. Any other thoughts for us?
Not really.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
Well said, Jeff. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
Those are the things that I like the Bible for. Things like that.
That's good wisdom.
It is absolutely good wisdom. If you read the Bible and you get out of it things like that, that, you know, a man is, you can judge a tree by its fruit, and...
But really, I mean, most of the Bible is not full of good wisdom like that. I mean, there's excerpts you can pull out, you know, do unto others, that sort of thing, the golden rule.
Most of the book is not, but most right. of the book is sort
so
of
you should
historical
be able to,
accounts.
You should be able to get the boiled down good excerpt. How about the excerpt version of the Bible that's maybe 10 pages? Maybe the Cliff Notes version.
They absolutely have excerpt. You would, if you know what, if you took the wise sayings out of the Bible, you would have more than 10 pages.
Okay.
Because Proverbs and, you know, stuff like that would be longer. There's 31 Proverbs. And each of them's probably almost a page long of a Bible page, which is really small printing. So that's 31 pages right there. And then 31, oddly, I used to read one every day since there's 31 up to 31 days in a month.
Got it. Well, let's go back to the top 10 questions teenagers ask about sex. Number 4, what if I'm being pressured to have sex? According to them, if you truly love someone, you'll respect his or her desires.
You'll have sex with them.
To save sex for marriage and will lovingly choose to embrace these same values. Look, mm-hmm. if that's what you want, then absolutely they're right on this one. Yeah. If what you want out of life is to only have sex after marriage and someone's trying to pressure you into having sex beforehand, tell them to go away. I agree with them on this particular question. Number 5, but if that's what you want for yourself. Number 5,
I do think to some extent we're talking about kids who aren't entirely qualified to make those decisions for themselves. Not that they're not that they aren't the ones who ultimately make the decisions, because they absolutely are. But I think that I think kids are better off if they wait a little while.
I agree. I didn't have sex until I was 22. And I'm glad I just didn't have the opportunity.
Right. Right. That's what I'd say.
Right.
I'd be sad if I hadn't had sex till I was 22. But yeah. That's just my opinion.
But I'm glad that I didn't, because mm-hmm. my odds were much less of having kids. And it gave me enough time to get the vasectomy and be safe. Anyway, the next question is a real doozy. Number 5 is, I'm not a virgin. Is it too late for me? Guess what their answer is. They're going to tell you it's possible that you can be a virgin again.
Hmm. Do you have to get baptized for that?
No, they don't mention that. We'll come back. 800-259-9231. How is it that you can regain your virginity? Well, these brilliant scholars will explain it to us. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there, lots of them, all of them totally free. Front page of the website, go grab them up, freetalklive.com. You need to know also that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So we have this brochure that one of our listeners sent to us. It is being distributed in a government school, a middle school, at least one of them, perhaps more, in Alabama. And it's called The Top 10 Questions Teenagers Ask About Sex. So far, and it's full of ludicrous suggestions and advice, like suggesting that if you never want to get married, then you should never have sex, suggesting that French kissing is dangerous because it could put you in that sexual zone. Also saying here, get this one, number 5, I'm not a virgin. Is it too late for me? Answer, according to the brochure, it's never too late. If you've already given away the gift of your virginity, then reclaim it today. You can start saving yourself for marriage again. This is called renewed or secondary virginity.
Well,
and it's total bunk.
It's, you know what? The thing is they build up the secondary virginity here in this this one section,
mm-hmm.
and then the next section right after it is this point number 5. You said
this is 5. Yes,
I believe it's in number 6. Mm-hmm. I could be mistaken. Then they build up how very valuable virginity is.
Hmm.
Do they not do that in the booklet?
I'm not sure.
I've read through the booklet, and they say, oh, virginity, it's like a jewel. It's the most valuable thing that God gave you.
And they're saying here that it says it here in this one. Let me finish it.
Okay.
Whether you're a virgin, let's see, sadly, many teenagers take their virginity for granted. Whether you're a virgin or a renewed virgin, the gift of your virginity is the most precious thing you own.
Which is awful, by the way. It's awful. The most valuable thing about you, Ian, is what's between your legs.
Yeah.
Or even worse for a woman, because there's already a stigma attached to that. They already have a commodity that's in demand. Baby, the most important thing you got going on is your vagina.
That's what they're telling people.
How awful. What a terrible thing to tell a bunch of kids.
I would say the most important thing would be what's between your ears, personally.
Absolutely.
It's just my opinion. But they say...
You know what? Anybody who has an opinion other than that... Maybe, I suppose you can say that, you know, what a person does, you know, how good they are, that mm-hmm. would be the most, their heart, as it were, is the most important thing about them. But to say that the most precious thing you own is your virginity is just the most belittling, stupid, disgusting thing I've ever heard.
And,
Molly, you make me sick.
Yeah. Well, they say it's more valuable than jewels. Treasure your gift and save it for your future spouse. It is the best gift that you can give on your wedding night. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? What? Look, I've never had sex with a virgin female before, but from what I understand, it's a bloody painful mess. That's the best gift you can give somebody on your wedding night? That sounds to me like a horrible encounter. It sounds to me like, you know, something you want to put behind you. Not something you're going to want to remember at all. Am I wrong about this? Is it not physically true that when you have sex with someone who is a virgin, that you are essentially destroying the hymen, and there's blood that results, and it's painful because it's the first time they've ever had something inserted inside their vaginal cavity?
It could be. That could be true. It's not necessarily true.
Okay. Well, from what I understand, for
some
the most part, it
female
usually
is. Athletes have ruptured their hymen.
Okay, yeah, if you've done horseback riding and that sort of thing, you might have already had that happen.
It could happen, and the hymen will go away over time. The chances are good if you were a virgin until you were 30, you don't have one.
I see what you're saying. Now, if that happens, okay, if you don't have a hymen the first time you have sex, ladies, you probably know more than we do on this, so chime in at 800.
Father Time has stolen the most valuable gift that you have been given.
Ask my question. Ladies, if you want to answer at 800-259-9231, but my question is, if you're 30 years old and you've lost your hymen at that point, will sex, the first time you have, and you haven't had sex, will it still be painful? Is the pain linked to the fact that you're breaking your hymen?
I would say that it is.
Or is it just linked to the fact that
hymen's a little bit of skin over the opening, so right. Yeah, absolutely. That's.
Or is there more? Is there something else? Is there another factor to the pain that allegedly comes
but
when
you... In all likelihood, you would be... there would still be a sort of residual hymen because there's never been anything in there.
Yeah.
So it hadn't... I would say there's sort of this residual hymen that kind of, you know, goes around the opening, so there would be a small amount of pain, but not nearly as much.
So anyway, I certainly disagree with the claim that it's the best gift you can give on someone's wedding night.
But if these claims result in middle schoolers not having sex, perhaps they're a good idea. I think, in all likelihood, that they will result in ridicule from the middle schoolers.
It will get laughs.
But some... I suppose that this is one of those situations where they say to themselves, well, if we can only just save one child.
Geez. The kids that aren't going to have sex are not going to be influenced by this book. They've already decided that they don't want to have sex at that age. I can't imagine too many middle schoolers would be swayed by this. But let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey there.
Hey.
I started a poll on the message board.
BBS, freetalklive.com.
Yes, in regards to whether Ian's scrotum is affected by Jesus. I'll go vote on that. That's very important. And,
a little disturbing is what it is.
What's that?
It's a little disturbing is what it is.
Anyway, so as far as the youth group, my youth group in church was just massive sexual activity going on there.
Really?
It happened to me, too. It happened to me, too.
Now, tell me more, Matthew. What do you mean?
Well, it's just there was all kinds of hormones going around, and there was a high male, female, you know, there was a lot of both,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people were very attracted to each other. And,
but shouldn't they have known better? I mean, anybody should know better, it should be the kids in the youth group, right?
Yeah, right, because we were all just, it's something about... You know, Jesus being active in our scrotums and vaginas, I guess. I don't know. But it was pretty, there was lots of it going on. And
Of the kids in the youth group who had all been instructed to not have sex until they have until they get married, of those kids that you knew of at least, what percentage would you say were sexually active?
As far as I know, we all were.
Wow.
But none of us got, no one got pregnant.
Well, that's good.
Lots of oral sex going on.
Hmm.
Well, that's how the folks that are the kids that are trying to avoid sex, it seems like they do other things, which I don't know. I mean, I've even heard of them doing anal sex instead of vaginal sex.
Ah,
right. Which seems like a really bad idea to me, personally.
Well, these are the things that kids do when they're told not to do something. They'll, you know, if they really want to follow it, they'll just try to find ways around it.
But I had a girlfriend in high school, and she was actually in college when I was still in high school. She was in her junior, mm-hmm. senior year of high school, and then I dated her into her freshman, and I think even sophomore year of college, to some extent. I mean, I sort of dated off and on. She was in Tallahassee, you know.
Sure, I'm dating you, baby.
But we never had sex because she wasn't going to have sex until she got married.
Yeah.
And she intended to marry me. But she was not a Christian really at all. I mean,
interesting.
She wasn't doing it for any Christian purposes. So it's not entirely that it's just...
And believe it or not, Matthew, that's something we have heard before. I mean, Christian youth groups, high sexual activity counts.
Yep.
It's not unusual.
Have you convinced your wife to come to New Hampshire with you?
Well, she's going to come at some point, but not
today.
More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
The Guy Christ recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Long's, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of interesting stuff there for you. It's all totally free. By the way, we're auctioning off a banner on our website. It's the second banner on our site. You get it for an entire month. And I forgot to mention it for the past 2 days, so I think the current total is like $5. I think that's where the current bid is, $5.50 or something.
Well,
like
just because it's at 5 doesn't mean that's where it's going
to
stay.
I know that, but it's a good time to get in there and bid. Auction.freetalklive.com.
Because you never know, it could not go up beyond 10, and then you'd have been the one who got it.
That'd be a heck of a deal, too. You can pretty much advertise, virtually anything. Though the reason why we're re-auctioning the second banner is because the last time, the dude that won's website had a bit of, in my opinion, racist content, so I didn't want to link to that.
Okay.
No? So you got to be within.
I sort of looked at it and I didn't see anything racist, but I didn't look deeply.
Yeah.
And it did have a name to it that would perhaps lead someone to believe that it's racist. Ivory Power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But perhaps.
Hey, now we got a free mention.
Yeah. All right. So go and bid auction.freetalklive.com.
Well, the only people that are going to go to the website are people that would want to see that kind of thing,
yeah,
or somebody who's curious about it.
We're going. We're reading through the so-called top 10 questions teenagers ask about sex. It's from an organization that has somehow managed to get these booklets, these trifolds, distributed in a government middle school in Alabama, at least one government middle school, and it's just chock full of ludicrous claims, ludicrous information One of the claims is that virginity is the best gift that you can give someone on your wedding night. And I said, what? As I understand it, losing your virginity as a woman is a painful, bloody experience. And it turns out that that is true. One of our lady listeners has backed me up. She sent me an instant message during the break, essentially saying that even if you have lost your hymen, it's still going to be painful because you've just simply never had something inside of you like that before. And you're just not, you know, you have to stretch out, I guess, a little bit. Now, you might think to yourself, well, what would happen if you were to, say, masturbate and prepare yourself for that first night? That way it wouldn't be messy or painful, right? Maybe that would be a way to make it more of a better gift, allegedly. Well, the masturbation question is addressed here in a moment. So let's see. Number six in their 10 questions is, safe sex really safe? Then they go on to claim that the safe sex myth is a lie. Webster defines safe as free from harm.
A lie is such a is such a harsh word. Oh, my God. Safe sex isn't safe. Are you kidding me? I mean, it really blows the case out of proportion.
Yeah.
Well, you have to misuse the condom for safe sex not to be safe.
It's hard to misuse a condom.
Well,
it's pretty darn straightforward.
It does seem pretty straightforward, but certainly condoms in this world have ruptured. None have ever ruptured.
That wouldn't
for
be
me.
From misuse, I don't think.
You would be applying a too small of a condom to a too large of a member. That is misuse. Well, think about it, Ian.
Okay.
If I put on a small T-shirt, am I not misusing that T-shirt?
I guess you are.
Okay.
Well, let's go on with their claims. Those who are engaging in sexual intercourse and are relying on condoms, pills, or any other form of contraception are playing sexual roulette. It's like loading a six-shooter with one bullet, spinning the barrel, and pulling the trigger when the gun is pointed at your head. Except you won't actually die.
except that the barrel has, 999 holes in it and only one bullet.
Yeah.
And it won't kill you. It'll just give you a child.
It says here, a condom has a failure rate, allegedly, of 14% in preventing pregnancy. It's ineffective in protecting. That's what
14%?
They're claiming.
That means that, 14 people out of 100 have decided, I don't want to use the condom, but I still want to prevent pregnancy.
Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Number seven, is oral sex really sex? You better believe it.
If they think French kissing is dangerous, you better believe they think oral sex is sex.
Many teenagers believe that oral sex is not considered sex because it does not fit into their definition of sexual intercourse. The real purpose of sexual intercourse are to create new life and to bond with your spouse. Oral sex does neither. Sadly, many teenagers are unaware that risky sexual behavior, such as oral sex, can transmit life-threatening, incurable diseases such as HIV. What? Well, I suppose if you have an open sore or something like that, you could get HIV from oral sex, right? Like,
yeah,
if you have an open sore in your mouth, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
it'd be difficult.
Yeah, well, I guess
HIV is mostly transmitted, as I understand it, through anal sex.
It mostly.
Yeah.
Would you take the risk of having, imagine there's an attractive girl that you know, in fact, has AIDS, but has offered the opportunity for you to have oral sex with her. Are you going to take her up on that opportunity?
Probably not.
Yeah. Because it doesn't seem like a good idea, right?
No.
No, it doesn't.
No.
So, I think that if you're ultra scared of getting a social disease, perhaps you need to listen to this advice.
Okay. Is oral sex really sex? I agree. It is sex.
Yeah.
No. Number eight. What can I do if I'm attracted to someone of the same sex?
Oh, this is a mess.
No, the last three questions are the best. You probably have many friends that are the same sex as yourself. Some teenagers today are confused about the differences between friendship and homosexuality. Were you confused about that as a kid?
Well,
I wasn't.
It confuses me whether, we're friends or we're having sex.
The confusion comes from how television and movies present sex. Too often, homosexuality is shown as a legitimate lifestyle equal to a heterosexual lifestyle. These same-sex unions cannot provide an adequate means of achieving a genuine physical relationship with another human being because this type of so-called union is contrary to the laws of nature. Who do you think you are? You people,
well,
coming
to, they're right
judging
about
homosexuals here.
I think they're right about television portraying homosexuality as equal to heterosexuality in some
good,
ways.
Because it is equal, in my opinion.
You're not listening to what I have to say, is I'd say that right now, today, in our society, homosexuals probably experience more pain because of their choice of sexuality than heterosexuals do.
Sure they do.
And that's not fair.
However, they claim it's also contrary to the laws of nature, when in fact, in nature, there is homosexuality amongst animals. More coming back. 800-259-9231. They've yet to address porn and masturbation. It's coming up. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're cruising down the road when, bang, you've blown a tire. You look across the street and see your salvation, a bakery. When I come back, I'll tell you which pastry will get you back on the road.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
There's nothing half-baked about this blowout advice, because a donut, otherwise known as a spare tire, really will get you back on the road. Designed to maximize trunk space, a donut's smaller in circumference than its four big brothers, but provides sweet backup if it's properly maintained. Because underinflated spares may shred like coconut on the way home or to a service shop, check the pressure of your spare every month and keep it easily accessible in case of a blowout. Donut, get caught on the side of the road with no options. Stay spare aware. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can sneak your call in here in the remaining moments of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And then with
join us online, freetalklive.com. You like the show? Amp it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. $3 a month is all we're asking for. We give you everything on our website for free. So if you appreciate that, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the amplifier program, the perks that you get as an amplifier. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in line. You get access to classic archives and more. It is all there. Plus, when we reach our goal with the amp program, we'll reduce our commercial time by 25%.
Awesome.
Amp.freetalklive.com. All right, two questions remain in the top 10 questions, allegedly, that teenagers ask about sex. This is a brochure being distributed in government schools in Alabama. I don't think it should be personally. Now, what you say, it's all right, but anyway.
Well, the brochure, as long as the brochure doesn't say anything about Jesus or God or anything like that.
I don't think they should be talking, giving this information out at schools. I mean, let parents teach their kids about sex. I don't think that kids should be learning about sex at school anyway.
Well, that's not fair. You say that, well, they don't teach kids about, the only thing they teach kids about finances are how to write a check.
Yeah.
Well, they should teach kids more about finances. Sex is a very real part of life, And if you want them to teach kids about finances, then you should want them to teach them about sex, too.
Well, I should be able to send my kids to a school where they teach what I want them to teach. Okay, thanks. I don't want the government teaching my kids about sex.
Go ahead and read the last one.
All right, number 9, what's wrong with porn? I'm not hurting anyone. They claim that porn is wrong because it teaches a man to value a woman based on how much she physically stimulates him. It trains men to treat women as sexual objects to be discarded once they're done using them for their own selfish pleasure. No, I've seen plenty of porn, and I didn't get any of those lessons from it. I realize that it's essentially fantasy. Porn is not realistic at all. It is just pure, it's usually men's fantasies, although there are porns that are made by women, in which case they're different, mm-hmm. In which case they're women's fantasies in that case. It's just fiction. I totally disagree with them. Number 10. What's wrong with masturbation? I'm not getting anyone pregnant. Well, they claim masturbation's the ultimate form of selfishness.
This is silly.
The act itself is the act of loving ourselves for the sole purpose of satisfying our sexual desires. Masturbation will teach you to look to yourself for sexual fulfillment. In a marriage, the husband and wife look to each other's for sexual fulfillment.
Which, by the way, says that well, then you're looking at them as though they're just a sexual object. I mean, yeah. Well, that's ludicrous. This thing is just so slippery and dumb.
If you look to yourself,
this is the best they can come up with why masturbation is a bad idea.
This is really bad. If you look to yourself for sexual pleasure prior to your future marriage, then you'll be more than likely to continue to do so in your marriage. Habits are hard to break, and masturbation's a harmful habit which could one day isolate you from your future spouse. Manwich, you've probably masturbated a few times.
Once or twice.
Does your past masturbation affect your ability to have pleasure with your wife?
Past masturbation? What do you mean?
Well, they're suggesting that because you've masturbated in the past, you'd be more likely to just continue to do so in your relationship and therefore neglect the sexual needs of your wife.
Well, I suppose if I'd never masturbated that I wouldn't masturbate now inside my marriage, and I do, mm-hmm. so...
And is your wife neglected as a result of that?
I don't know. You'd have to ask her. I don't
Wouldn't
think so.
She tell you if she was? Do you guys not communicate?
No, we really don't communicate on that issue much.
Oh. Well, anyway, I find that it doesn't affect me at all. When I'm in a relationship, I'm less likely to self-pleasure because I've got someone else around. It's not priority. Anyway, we're done for tonight. Spinny in here with you.
And Manwich.
With their ludicrous advice. If you want to comment on it, you can email in or just call us tomorrow night. We'll be back. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish